Welcome to the Turton Parent Podcast.
Hello. On today's episode of the Turton Parent Podcast, we will be focusing on attendance and why attendance to school is so important in young people's lives, for them to succeed academically, but also for them to succeed pastorally. To help with this, I have asked our attendance lead, Lizzie Barlow, who is also a history teacher here at Turton and has been for the last 13 years, to take the lead on this one and talk you through some of her main tips and the rules regarding attendance that we have here at Turton, alongside weaving that in with what the government has mandated in terms of fines to assist with this. It's a really fantastic insight from someone who works with children every day on attendance. So I hope you take a listen and get some amazing tips from the specialist.
Hi, my name is Ms. Barlow, and here at Turton, I am the pastoral lead in charge of attendance and engagement. Today, I'm going to be talking a little bit about why attendance is really important, and certainly it's not just the academic side of things, obviously, that's very important, but it's also about how students develop with their peers, how they develop socially, and how they feel about themselves. It's about their mental health and well-being. Academically, there's a clear link with good attendance or regular attendance and achievement. We had our year 11s last year. We found that students with 92% and above attendance passed their English and maths at a higher rate. So we had 86.4% of students who had 92% and above, they passed their English. And in terms of the maths, it was 74.7%. So we absolutely see that it's having that very good attendance above 92% dramatically increased the students' chances of doing well in their GCSEs. Now, changes were brought in last September, they were brought in nationally in terms of penalty notices for absences. So if a student misses 5 full days of school, that equates to 10 sessions. So the 2 sessions a day, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. If there's 10 sessions missed or 5 full days, then the penalty notice period can be started. And that's broken down to £80 if paid within 21 days and £160 if it's paid after that time, or alternatively, if they then have a subsequent penalty notice for continued non-attendance. It is important to know that actually after the third time of absence, they don't actually issue fines, it goes to further sanctions, so prosecutions, and it goes down the legal route. Now, none of that is set by Turton, that is set by the local authority, and any money that's paid goes to the local authority and not to the school. So, but that's the rules that everybody in schools has to follow in terms of attendance. So it's really important then, because of that system, that we acknowledge that actually the penalty notices is a complete last resort. We don't want to go down that route if we can avoid it, and it's really important that we're putting supportive measures into place to try and promote good attendance. And really that works with having good communication between home and school. We also set really quite high expectations of our students when it comes to attendance, so we have it very clear that attendance is very important, but also how we communicate attendance, I think, has really changed over the last 12 months, with far more regular updates for parents, so parents are aware of what this child's attendance is. We've also tried to celebrate good attendance, so we've done that with our emails home. We also have the queue jump pass, which is at the end of every term for students who've got good attendance. But we've also got reward trips being planned for good attendance from the first half term, and that's being planned with the heads of years in mind. Regular attendance is also facilitated by parents and looking at sort of the family dynamic at home and the support that's put in place. So, in many cases, it doesn't just happen. It happens because parents are also supporting regular school attendance. And there are things as well that parents can do in order to to promote it. So one of the main tips I have for you is think about how you talk about school to your young person. School is very different today than it was sort of when we went to school many moons ago. It's a completely different situation. And I think sometimes if parents talk quite negatively about school, that can have a really knock-on effect with a child. And if they say things like, you know, well, I didn't go to school or I hated school, then it helps feed into that quite negative mindset. So it's something to be mindful of. I also think it's really important for parents to set a routine and be consistent with that routine, particularly around bedtime and getting up in the morning. I'd have it that it's turning off TVs or putting down the phone, turning off games consoles at a reasonable hour so that teenagers who do need more sleep, more restful sleep, are able to get that break, switch off the brain and actually engage with school the next day because they're rested. It's also really important to schedule any appointments where possible, you know, outside of school hours, and regular holidays as well to be planned for in, you know, not in term time. So we're very lucky that we have such an extended period in the summer that we're off, and also 2 weeks at Christmas. And really, you know, every 8 weeks we do have a break, and those are the times that holidays should be planned and not in school time. Now, I will say that, you know, school attendance can be impacted by lots of different things, and there are lots of different reasons why students perhaps might not be coming to school. But if you're listening to this and thinking, OK, my child's attendance is dipping, or I think that there's a problem, or they're starting to not want to come to school, it's really important to communicate that quite early with the team at Turton, whether that's through the head of year or the form tutor or through myself. And we look at how do we support that? How do we break down those barriers to make sure that they're able to access school and thrive and, you know, do well and be happy, which is really what we want. One of the things that we're bringing in, and the first session is going to be Thursday, the 13th of November, is a parental attendance support drop-in session. Now that's going to be run by me, Miss Barlow, and it's going to be held in school, and it's going to be a session to get to have an opportunity to get some one-to-one advice, perhaps do some mini sessions about attendance, about how do you support, how do you put routines in place at home in order to facilitate good attendance. But I could also signpost to services and try and give some practical support as well. We also have parent support workshops that my colleague Mr. Guest is running, and I don't want you to feel like you're on your own with this task of getting students into school. It's about looking at what we can do to support parents as well in this, because, you know, like I say, there's no judgment, there's no blame. We know that students can go through some difficulties, and it's about how do we come together as a body to support parents and support children's attendance. If you need to report an absence, please do so by ringing my colleague, Miss Kerr, on 01204 333 233. And you leave your name, the child's name, the form that they're in, and the reasons for absence. And then if there's a problem, we can get in touch and we can support where needed. So I hope you found this quite interesting to listen to. Hope it's given you some ideas for things that you could do. Please feel free to come along to our drop-in session. If you need any more top tips, please get in touch, and we'll look forward to seeing you then. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Lizzie speak. I hope you managed to get some insight from Lizzie's experience and also take away some of the tips, and also if you're wanting to access the support, that would be fantastic. If you do have any questions, please don't hesitate to get in contact with the school, and we'll be able to assist with those inquiries. Thank you for listening, and again, please don't forget to get in contact if you would like to. Thank you.